Welcome to Eucharist Podcast, where we're exploring what it looks like for a community of disciples to live all of life in reference to Christ.
The following sermon was given by Father Kyle Logan on April 14th, 2017, on Good Friday, during our Tenebrae service. Immediately following is the Pie Jesu, as sung by Katie Lilly and Michael Smith.
Even now, Lord Jesus, even now. Amen. Some 2,000 years ago, a man endured capital punishment. This man was crucified. Some believed him to be a prophet, much like Moses and Elijah, or even John the Baptist. And a few even believed him to be the Messiah, the one whom Israel was waiting for, the Son of God. This man received capital punishment. It's not hard to tell that we're talking about Jesus here. And I say capital punishment because this was a political statement from the Jews and the Romans. And their statement was quite simple. Don't be like this guy. He's a degenerate. He's scum. He's worthless. At all costs, avoid his example. Now, politically, crucifixions all made this point. The Romans, and sometimes the Jews when they were involved, wanted crowds of spectators. And they even wanted a long death. It's not uncommon for crucifixions to last anywhere from 24 to 60 hours. But make no mistake, the crucified, they weren't victims. They deserved their punishment. A crucified person was reprehensible. Don't be like him. And crucifixions emphasized this so much that the crucified were dehumanized in the process. They were stripped naked, they were whipped, they were spat on, and their wounds were repeatedly opened. They were forced to carry the crossbeam on which they would eventually be hung up like a specimen for the crowds to look at. They were caught cast off outside the city. And they were to die alone, in total isolation. There's nothing human about the process. And by its end, there's nothing even human about the deceased person or thing on the cross. In 1998, in Laramie, Wyoming, there was a young man named Matthew Shepard who was beaten by two men, merely because he was different from them. And they took his bloodied and disfigured body and they hung him on a fence post during the middle of winter. Some 18 hours later, in nearly freezing weather, a woman drove by and saw the figure, and she mistook the figure for a scarecrow. But on further looking, she realized that this comatose figure was actually a man. Matthew died 5 days later in the hospital, having never recovered consciousness. And this story left reporters around the United States groping for words. One said it was like the Old West, where you'd hang a coyote on a fence post to warn trespassers to enter. In other words, Matthew Shepard was treated like an animal. He was dehumanized. But the strongest description came in the New York Times when the reporter said this. There is incredible symbolism in being tied to a fence. People have likened it to a scarecrow. But it sounded more like a crucifixion. It sounded more like a crucifixion. Matthew wasn't murdered. Matthew wasn't even executed. He wasn't assassinated. Matthew was crucified. This term, crucifixion, it conjures up in our imaginations the horror that took place in Laramie. And in Jesus' crucifixion, he was dehumanized. Hear me correctly. Jesus doesn't dehumanize himself. Rather, we dehumanize Christ. We treat him like scum, like a specimen. We mocked him. We shamed him. And many of his friends at the scene of the crucifixion fled in fear. He died alone, save but a few. And can you blame them? It's hard to imagine, hard to believe that God can die, let alone die in this manner, being stripped of all of his dignity, all of his self-worth. The hero of our story, dies a decidedly anti-hero's death. He is less than human. There's a famous painting by Matthias Grunewald in the 16th century. You can see it up here on the PowerPoint. And what makes this painting so famous is the longer that you stare at Jesus, the less human he appears to be. At first glance, it appears like a normal crucifixion. But pretty soon you start to notice his hands are mangled. His feet are stretched out like silly putty over too much wood. He looks subhuman. And it begs the question, why did Jesus die a less than human death? Why was Jesus dehumanized on the cross? And I think the answer can be found if you take a good, long, hard look at the world we live in. If Jesus assumes the sins of this world, Grunewald had to paint him exactly as he appears in this painting. In this world, Matthew Shepard is hung up on a fence to die. Children are molested, women are raped, nuclear bombs are dropped on major cities in this world. Suicide is an all too often chosen path. Schools can become war zones. All I have to say is Sandy Hook and Columbine, and your imaginations are kindled. It's these sins, it's our sins, that Jesus takes into himself on the cross. All the tragedies, all the bloodsheds, all the ills, the predicaments, and the misfortunes of this world, Christ takes these and he becomes them on the cross. Of course Jesus is dehumanized on the cross. There's something sickening about our human nature. And that sickness corresponds so closely to the hideousness of the cross. He died carrying the burdens of the human race, and we can be so inhumane. And the weight of our sins called for the weight of his sacrifice. We deserved the cross, not Christ. We yelled out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And God strangely accepts the cry. It is only God himself who can take on such a task. I can't die for your sins because I can't forgive your sins. That's God's role. And don't you wash your hands of the crucifixion like Pontius Pilate did, of the dehumanizing of Jesus. It was your sins. It was my sins that held him up like a pinned science project. The sins of racism are on our hands. Genocide are on our hands. Columbine and Sandy Hook, they're on our hands. These sins, which strip us of our humanity and mark us as filthy rags, Jesus takes them from us. He strips them from us, and he crucifies them with himself. Our inhumanity is crucified with Christ. He became sin that we might know and become the righteousness of God. The Romans and the Jews, they wanted to make an example of Jesus. And they were right. We should gaze at the cross and say, "Behold the man. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." This world, this tragic world, has known no greater love than this. He became our sin and he killed it with himself. By way of the cross, he takes our inhumanity and he humanizes us. We don't deserve this, but it's been done.